I see you're a jazz drummer. You went to Berkeley.
Yeah, since childhood, I was actually interested in both music and physics. So when I first had to choose an education, I chose mechanical engineering. And, you know, a couple of years into that, those studies, I became more interested in music, and so I applied for a scholarship at the Berklee College of Music in Boston, and I got a scholarship and went there and learned a lot about drumming, and especially jazz drumming, and so I went forth and back a little bit between the engineering school here in Denmark and Berklee College of Music, so I ended up with a bachelor in mechanical engineering with a thesis on acoustics many years ago. And then actually I went ahead and became a full-time professional jazz and rock drummer, like 15 years, maybe 1,200 concerts behind me as a drummer. And after maybe 15 years, I kind of got my head back or my brains back into acoustics a little bit, because I was playing all these concerts in many of the same halls. So I thought, why am I so glad to play in some halls and not in others? And when I started studying again at the university, you want to make recommendations about how should the acoustics be, but you also want to try and fix them. You have a hall that presents both classical music and, for instance, jazz music. Then you want to be able to change the acoustics according to the type of music that are being played in the hall at a specific night. And so people have invented back many years, since 50 or 60 years, variable acoustics have been applied in concert halls. And that's all fine. That's usually curtains that roll down alongside the walls or the ceiling. But the challenge with those kind of variable acoustics have usually been that it's difficult to absorb the low frequencies. And they turn out to be absolutely the most important frequencies to control when you play both classical and then the next night pop and rock or jazz concert. For a classical concert, you need a long reverberation in the hall. You need something that carries out the sound from the orchestra, since it's all acoustic. While at a jazz concert in a larger hall or a rock concert, you have the PA system, the loudspeaker system, that'll bring out the sound. So that also calls for the reverberation. Actually, you know, the term reverberation time is the time that it takes for the sound to die out in a hall. And that should be much lower in especially the low frequencies. And so this variability between a long reverberation and a short reverberation at low frequencies was not something that was usually thought of when doing variable acoustics. My invention then works from all the way from 63 hertz, which is the lowest octave band that we deal with. The lowest bass string is 40 hertz. And the system goes down all the way to these low frequencies, and then all the way up to the highest fundamental frequencies of instruments, which is about 1,000 hertz. So the system works in low frequencies and mid frequencies equally well at all frequency bands. If the bass reverberation is long in the back of the hall, is too long, then that'll mask all the rest of the music, this reverberant bass sound, you know, far away from the orchestra, sounds terrible, and that'll mask or shadow even the direct sound of high frequency sound, like the vocal. So this muddy bass will mask or shadow over the intelligibility of the words that the singer is singing. So your understanding of the whole concert will be much smaller, or if there's not a vocalist, that would be the piano or something. So all of a sudden, you get this muddy, undefined impression. All of the recommendations that we are making on acoustics for both classical music or jazz music is all based on what people like. And that's the great thing about acoustics. It's kind of partly psychology, partly architecture, and partly physics that we're dealing with here. It's just, you know, if a great number of the audience, let's say if 80% of an audience thinks that something sounds good, then it's probably right, you know? It's probably what we want to go for. So when you do these recommendations, as I did for jazz and pop and rock music, for acoustics for that, then you just ask a bunch of musicians and sound engineers, and preferably also audiences, which halls do you like the best? And then you measure what is the reverberation time in that specific hall, and then we try and do all other halls that present that type of music with the same reverberation time. I actually asked the sound engineer, and actually even the Keith Jarrett trio, Jack Schnitt, one of my big heroes, he let me know which hall he'd like to play in the most with Keith Jarrett's trio, so I could go and measure that hall. That's in Italy. It's an opera down there. And they all liked, they could play all tempos and so on. So that's the way we do the recommendations. We make people who play a whole lot and who are geniuses or as good as possible, you know, make them fill out some questionnaires and where they answer which halls do they like the most. And then we go and measure that hall and say, next time we build a hall for that type of music, we want to make sure we have that kind of acoustics.
Does reflective in your world mean reverberation?
Yes, that's correct. If the surfaces are reflective to the sound, then that'll create a long reverberation because the sound waves will just bounce off all surfaces and bounce to the next surface, to the next surface, and that'll take quite a while for the sounds to die out. And so hard surfaces will create a long reverberation, while if you want a shorter reverberation, then you need to absorb the sound, and you need some non-reflective surfaces. And so my system is actually membranes hung in the ceiling that can be inflated by the push of a button. And if you appreciate that an inflated, very thin plastic element will absorb sound when it's loud sound is played in that room, these absorbers will absorb sound, including the low frequencies. The closer you are to the orchestra, the more direct sound you will experience. But the further away you go from the orchestra, you'll have less and less direct sound from the orchestra. And while the reverberant sound of all the reflections will remain at somewhat the same level, so you'll experience the further back in the hall you go away from the orchestra, you'll have more and more reverberant, undefined sound. Being close to the orchestra, you'll have a more intimate sound.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.